Good morning. I'm Jane Scarrett, and this meditation to expand your energetic circuitry is being presented on June the 25th. The meditation comes from Chapter 22, Teachings from the Sacred Triangle, Volume 3, by David Miller. So thank you for being here. Giuliano will be our guide through this entire meditation. The Arcturians are creators and forerunners to the higher realms. The establishment of the Crystal Temple is an example of their creative energies focused on developing a spiritual place that will enable third dimensional beings to expand their presence. It is a place where third dimensional beings can focus their energies and receive higher inputs of light in a safe and acceptable way for their consciousness. So Giuliano will now take us through the rest. Consciousness is the overriding common thread in all dimensions. Your consciousness is able to exist and form a unification and awareness of self in other realms. Unification of self includes establishing a self-awareness in a realm. Now I'm going to repeat that. Consciousness is the overriding common thread in all dimensions. Your consciousness is able to exist and form a unification and awareness of self in other realms. And unification of self includes establishing a self-awareness in a realm. It is a privilege to be in the Crystal Temple. And I, Giuliano, am going to ask you to join me in a journey to the Crystal Temple. But I want you to have a pre-understanding of the importance of journeying to this place. I would like you to use the time there to formulate your awareness of yourself in this other realm. With that formulation, you will find that your ability to receive energy will be increased. You will also find that from the Crystal Temple, you can go to other realms, not just the fifth dimensional realm or Arcturus. You are able, for example, to go to the central sun. You are even able to go to your home planets or to another galaxy such as Andromeda or to another universe. Ultimately, we have found that the levels of existence are infinite. The levels of consciousness are infinite. These levels, and therefore your ability to have a consciousness in another realm, become infinite. At the same time, each level is unified with all other levels. There is a common spiritual connection between each level and realm you go to. The common connection is described by certain words, such as love and God. I am consciousness. Eternity. Eternal light. We have learned that one level is not better than another. The fifth dimension cannot be said to be better than the third. What is better is that you can expand your awareness and consciousness to formulate a self in each realm that comes to your attention. When and how you formulate that self is based on the common threads and tools of spirituality which you are learning in each incarnation. Each incarnation offers you an ability to improve and expand your consciousness. With an expanded consciousness, you can expand in the highest way, for example, to a Christ-like awareness and consciousness of a higher self. Each of you has this potential for developing a consciousness of self that would be of the highest perfection and light. The Arcturians are now working with you. The meditation room is beginning to go in a deep circle of blue light, encompassing and uniting us all. As we are being encompassed in this blue light, we slowly begin to go around in a circle, like a slow merry-go-round, but experience no dizziness. We only experience joy with each revolution that we are making. Your spirit presence in the physical body detaches from the physical body and rises above the room. As we go above the room, we go through this huge blue corridor that I, Giuliano, have established. We gently understand that we are going into another realm with our consciousness. And we understand that where consciousness goes, spirit follows. Consciousness and spirit are unified. When they are unified, all things, all soul travel are possible. We move into the realm of the crystal temple, approaching from above, and we see below a huge dome. Perhaps you have a newer and more perceptive awareness of the crystal. The crystal in the crystal temple is already partially above the water in anticipation of the work you will be doing. As we approach, I, Giuliano, open the dome. It is like a sliding dome. It opens and we descend into the crystal temple area and into the beach around the beautiful water. As we descend, we begin to feel the light from the crystal. This crystal is unlike any crystal on earth, for it is a crystal connected to dimensions, to the central sun, to the central point of creation. It is connected to the spirit masters of Arcturus and with Christ-like energy and love. We have all descended along the shore and the crystal rises higher. Each of you connects your third eye directly to the center of this crystal. As your third eye is connected, you are receiving a higher input of light, energy, and love, of insight, knowledge, and wisdom, of judgment and mercy, and of beauty and a higher insight of glory. Your subconscious receives a higher light. Through all these different bodies, your earth manifested incarnation also receives this beautiful light. It is a force. You must download the light as you go through each of these levels. Your sense of self expands. Who are you? Who is this presence that is with us here? You are spiritual masters. You are old soul beings who have been with us before. Each of you has been with the Arcturians before. You have studied with the Arcturians before and have been in our temples and worked with the crystal light before. The memory of that lifetime and work becomes activated. In the soul consciousness, the activation of past memories of higher work is very valuable. I raise the crystal higher and higher. The full crystal is out of the lake. Earlier in our work, you had not been able to tolerate such an intense light, but now each of you is able to tolerate this light. The energy from this crystal activates earth energies and helps to bring earth into an awareness. Your roles as planetary healers include the activation of the planetary divas who are helping the earth become conscious and gain in spiritual awareness. The light from the crystal is also being radiated to the Ring of Ascension around the earth. This Ring of Ascension and the streams of light we are sending to the earth are activating discarnate spirits, some of whom are sleeping, some of whom are in torture or pain on a lower level of consciousness. When you return to Earth, I ask each of you to pray for the lost souls and spirits around your planet. And Chief White Eagle will now give you some words and guidance about how to deal with that task. The crystal emits a beam of love to each of you. The face of Sananda Jesus now appears on the crystal. This image is very unique because it is a holographic image of Jesus' face. But it is the galactic Jesus, the Jesus of galactic spiritual highest being. It is a face that has not been seen on earth. You can each see this face of Sananda Jesus light formation. Understand that the highest realm is the realm on the throne of Adonai. The highest work is to maintain a consciousness in that throne. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaot. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. To say these words in the highest light allows you to keep your consciousness and self-presence. There is a great deal of star knowledge in this crystal. You come from a star family of galactic origins. The star family that you are all based on comes from the Adam species. The first Adam had the consciousness of the Christ in him. The prototype is in this crystal. I, Giuliano, will bring up an image of this Adam prototype for you to view, so you can see the perfected image or light of the evolved human you are all moving to in your evolution. That image is there now. You will see it and understand it, not only visually, but you will also understand its spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical presence as well. Those eyes can see through eternity and through all universes. Those ears can hear on all levels. And that heart has great compassion, love, joy, and openness. His mind understands all the mysteries of the different realms. His spirit has presence in all realms. It is important that you continue to work on these higher evolutionary aspects of yourself and of the species known as the man Adam. The crystal is going to descend back into the lake. It will not be fully submerged and will remain slightly above. You remain activated. It is incredibly beautiful that you have maintained your whole consciousness in that realm and have totally left your earth body behind. This is a sign of your higher development. Now, we will return to the earth. The dome is opened and we ascend out into the beautiful corridor. We travel down the corridor back into the earth area. come into the earth, back into the room, but stay above your room and look at your physical body and send love to that body now. It is a challenge to maintain the higher energy without being multi-present. Now you have a multi-presence activation. Re-enter your body, knowing that your awareness of the other realm we were just in remains with you fully. We, the Arcturians, can function on different levels, and we have ways of bringing our presence into the third dimension and expand our presence. I would like you to understand that when you go to the fifth dimension, you do not give up your awareness, knowledge, or presence in the third dimension. You can still have a presence of spirit in the third dimension. In fact, it will be easy for you because you have just left there. We say that higher beings maintain levels of being and multi-presence, even in the lower levels, for reasons of service and love. Many blessings to you from the Stargate and from the Crystal Temple. Thank you all for participating in this meditation.